Thank you, Mike. I had Mike had asked me a while back if I could do short lessons periodically, and so I thought, well, today we've got just about 15 minutes. I think I can get through this and in that time or less. But I wanted to talk about the kingdom of God and how the religious world is confused about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of His dear Son, and the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And in Genesis 1:1, it says that God created both heaven and earth, two places. And several places in Scripture talks about Israel inheriting the land, the earth. And anyway, I just wanted to say that the kingdom of God includes both heaven and earth. Okay, the name of my lesson is actually the two kingdoms, but somebody has corrected me. Jim O'Boy, I think it was, said that it would be better if I would name it the two inheritances. They are the kingdom of God. Heaven and earth are both the kingdom of God, but for the body of Christ, we have an inheritance in the kingdom of His dear Son, where Israel has their inheritance in the earth. So let me start here. The kingdom of God includes both the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of heaven. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God includes both the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of His dear Son, and the kingdom of heaven, which is here on earth, the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth. And the kingdom of His dear Son is in heaven, and it's the eternal home for all that believe the gospel of their salvation during this dispensation of the grace of God. As Paul tells us in Thessalonians, Christ will come to get the church, the body of Christ, to be with Him forever in heaven. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven, this is 1 Thessalonians 4:16, and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so we have a heavenly hope, don't we? And Paul tells us another place to set our affection, Colossians 3 and 2. Set your affections on things above, not on things of earth. This is talking about the kingdom of His dear Son, and who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. And then I wanted to say something about the kingdom of heaven on earth, the New Jerusalem. After the thousand-year reign, there'll be the battle of Gog and Magog. There'll be the great white throne judgment. Uh-oh. Can you hear me now? Okay, there'll be the great white throne judgment during Gog and Magog. Satan will be released for a short time. And then in Revelations, it talks about the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. And so we're going to go into the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And the New Jerusalem will come down out of from heaven, Israel's eternal home here on earth. The New Jerusalem will come down. And Revelations 21:2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. So we'll be eternally in heaven with Christ, and here the New Jerusalem, the eternal home for Israel, is here on earth, and God will be their God. In the book of Psalms and in the book of Isaiah, God tells Israel who will inherit the earth. And Psalms 37:9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And for us in Psalms 37:22, for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. In Isaiah 60:21, thy people also shall be righteous. Okay, it's talking about Israel. They'll be righteous, and they shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. In Isaiah 62:4, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Okay, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hesbah, and the land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. And so there's what talking about the bride of Christ is that New Jerusalem. Doesn't seem to me to be the people of Israel or any of that. It's the New Jerusalem, the eternal home for Israel, and the land shall be called Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. And so, there's talking about the marriage that we speak of. Some people interpret the body of Christ as being the bride. Well, I can't see anywhere in Scripture where Paul ever mentions that we are the bride of Christ. Anyway, that's it. And then my next lesson will be on replacement theology. And, well, I've got several short ones here. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about, because I don't think the religious world understands the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of his dear son. They just kind of got it all mumbled jumbled together, and they don't know for sure where they're going. But now see that believers are already in union with Christ. Right. And, yeah, and that's why Paul tells us, too, in Thessalonians 5:19 and again in Romans 5:9, that we are not appointed to wrath. Which one is it? Romans, let's just go to Romans 5:9 real quick. Romans 5:9. There you go. Thank you, Daryl. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. 6:9. But much more then, now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. So anyway, that's all, Mike. It's just a short little ditty there. Not a whole lot, not very deep, I guess. Just some comments and some food for thought on what the kingdom of God is. Hi, Brother Gary. So, anyway, the kingdom of his dear son and the kingdom of heaven are two different places, yet they are in the kingdom of God. Okay? Sure is. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.